It's now time for the most humbling and accidentally funny 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right. It's time for another stupendous edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team. I went into last week with 2 straight perfect performances. Naturally, I made it 3, correct? Well, let's go to the tape. Give me Michigan over Rutgers 38-13.
Intercepted again. It's Michael Barrett again. 10, 5, touchdown, yeah. Wolverines.
Give me Illinois over MSU 33-13.
Wide open is Reed. He's got a touchdown, Michigan State.
Give me Tennessee over Georgia 34-33.
To the end zone, McConkey, touchdown. 1 play, 6 more points for Georgia.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Give me the Saints over the Ravens 24-20.
And one handoff, touchdown, Drake.
Give me the Packers over the Lions 27-24.
Rodgers takes the snap, fakes the give, rolls, throws back against his body, intercepted by the Lions. Aiden Hutchinson with a pick, down into the end zone, he goes for a touchback. The rookie out of Michigan comes up with a play.
Oh, no!
I call that a lose, lose, lose.
Now you see that evil will always triumph. Because good is dumb.
Ouch, that was abysmal. An abomination. I mean, I feel like Eddie Murray, who missed that game-winning field goal when the Lions lost to the 49ers in the 82 playoffs. Or I actually feel like Isaiah when this happened.
They're going to give the ball to Detroit. Byrd steals it. Johnson, layup, Boston. 1 second left.
By the way, that's still my least favorite Detroit sports moment. Now, I know many of you Spartan fans out there relished in your team's victory, but also relished in the fact that it forced me to eat some crow. Give credit to Mel Tucker for a tremendous coaching job. I got that Tennessee-Georgia game wrong, same for the Ravens-Saints game, but the Lions won! What is going on? If not for the Wolverines, last week could have been not only appalling, but a travesty. My overall record stumbles a bit to 28-12. But as Hall of Fame Pittsburgh Steelers head coach Bill Cowher said, it's not about how you get knocked down, it's about how you get back up. Well, we brush ourselves off, hold our heads high, and charge right back into the scrum in our quest to return to perfection. Here are my picks. The Michigan State Spartans are back home, where they'll host Rutgers this Saturday in East Lansing with kickoff at noon. The Scarlet Knights gave all they had in their blowout loss to the Wolverines last week. There has to be a bit of a letdown there, which will only help the suddenly resilient Spartans. See, Spartan fans, Michigan is helping you once again. Give me MSU over Rutgers 30-19. The Michigan Wolverines are also back home, where they will face the sputtering Nebraska Cornhuskers this Saturday with game time coverage at 2:30 p.m. on 790 News Radio WSGW. The Maize and Blue are rolling and moved up to number 3 in the college football playoff rankings. This Michigan defense is stout and is one of the best I've seen in Ann Arbor. Maryland remains the only team to score over 20 points on this defense this year, and I don't see Nebraska scoring 20. Michigan wins and proves to 10-0 with just one game left before its showdown in Columbus. Give me Michigan over Nebraska 42-13. And finally, your gritty Detroit Lions visit Chicago for a Sunday NFC North showdown against the Bears at Soldier Field. Kickoff is 1 p.m. The Lions defense has been playing better, but they're going up against the Bears offense that's been averaging 31 points for the last 3 games. However, the Bears traded 2 of their top defenders, so the Lions offense should also be able to move the ball as well. Yet until Dan Campbell proves me wrong that he can win on the road, I have to stick with logic. And logic says, give me the Bears over the Lions 29-24.
The Bears.
The Bears.
So I've got Michigan State over Rutgers, Michigan over Nebraska, and the Bears over the Lions. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.